It's been a decade since the Guggenheim Museum, designed by Frank Gehry, opened in Bilbao in Spain to great acclaim. Since then, many art museums have followed suit, with modern expansions they hope will also draw large numbers of tourists. Many of the new buildings, though, have been criticized for overshadowing the works they display. Not so the Nelson Atkins Museum in Kansas City, which opens its $100 million addition today. Some critics are calling it the best new museum design in a generation. From member station KCUR, Laura Spencer reports.
The Nelson Atkins Museum of Art perches atop a long grassy lawn like a Greek temple on a hill. It's a formal 1933 neoclassical limestone building that dominates a landscape filled with dozens of modern sculptures. The new addition juts out of the sloping hillside just east of the old building. It's a series of five angular, almost milky white glass buildings. Standing between two of the structures, Kansas City High School teacher Laura Lloyd points to the aluminum strips that hide the joints where the glass planks meet and recalls her reaction when she first saw them.
The initial impression on a gray day was that these buildings looked pretty much like prefab Butler buildings. They don't so much now. So it was just a little bit of a panic reaction, I guess.
By Butler building, Lloyd means the industrial metal buildings you often see on construction sites. 2 years ago, as the Nelson Atkins addition started to emerge, Lloyd and more than a dozen residents wrote heated letters to the editor of the Kansas City Star. They said they hated it. But that started to change when some of them got a look inside.
You're entering a different world. This is not the world of outside.
Nelson Atkins Museum Director and CEO Mark Wilson leads a tour of the galleries, and the experience is much different. Inside, it's one large building divided into galleries of modern and contemporary art, African art, and photography. At over 800 feet long, it's been described as a 67-story building lying on its side, and most of it is underground. The five above-ground structures function as lenses, bringing light into the gallery spaces below during the day. At night, the lenses are illuminated like soft lanterns dotting the landscape. The new addition, called the Block Building, after one of its donors, was designed by architect Stephen Hall, who says he's always believed that museum architecture should be dynamic in its own right, but it should also support the art.
If you say, where is museum design today, you have two poles. On the one side, you have the kind of swirling, metallic object, which is produced by a star architect, but inside has problems with art space. And on the other side, you have sheetrock boxes, white and repetitive, that when a building is large enough, tends to suck the life right out of the art. So our project here is a kind of manifesto of a third way.
Hall, who's also a professor at Columbia University, says he's designed about 10 other museums, including the Kiasma Museum of Contemporary Art in Helsinki, Finland. There was controversy when that museum was under construction, but it opened to great acclaim. Hall was considered a bold choice for the Nelson Atkins addition, but he says it was always his intention to complement the original stately building through extreme contrast.
So where that building is stone, this building is light, like feathered. Where that building has restricted circulation and is symmetrical, this has open circulation and is asymmetrical. You know, where that building feels like an object sitting on the landscape, this building is merged into the landscape. So there's a series of, let's say, dialectic opposition that actually increase the possibility of a great relationship between the old and the new.
That's what's fascinated me about this project. It is so contrary to what one might naturally expect.
The New Yorker's architecture critic Paul Goldberger says Stephen Hall is not known as a particularly accommodating architect. Hall's run into trouble before. Last year, clients declared a house uninhabitable, and his firm dropped out of a project that didn't fit his vision. And Goldberger says the idea behind the Nelson Atkins addition seemed as radical and potentially difficult as some of his other buildings. But he says it's a win for Hall, and it's a model other museums should follow.
He's helped us realize that strong architecture and deference and respect to art, that those two things are not necessarily incompatible. He has not always done it in his own previous work, but this time he has. And it's another reason I think this is very much his best building.
Even the tide of opinion in Kansas City has changed somewhat. But Laura Lloyd is still reserving judgment.
I'm really eager to see what the art looks like inside, because really that was the whole point.
Lloyd says if it's a good indoor experience, she'll be happy with the outside. For NPR News, I'm Laura Spencer in Kansas City.